she had three boys. My dad was one of them.
Yeah.
And they moved into town because at the same time, right around that time, the government closed the lighthouse down because they didn't need it anymore. Because the channel was closed.
Yeah, and then they put
really
the lighthouse on the new harbor.
Yeah, they put a light at the pierhead, but it was automated, so they didn't need the lighthouse anymore. So if you're 88, you were born in
23.
Okay, so. Yeah. So you probably you know my dad.
Well, sort of. There were two brothers.
Yeah. Well, there was three of them. But my dad was born in 09.
I remember they used to come up and see your grandma.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did or.
No, they just visited. They didn't. They never lived here after they got out of high school.
A young kid, you know.
Yeah.
And they just knew they come there to visit. That's about all I knew.
How are you feeling? Is the VA fixture right up? You're better now?
Well, yeah, but I'm supposed to go on the 29th, and that's kind of pending for a special test.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a funny setup. I was in Grand Rapids. They set up the appointment in Grand Rapids, and they finally got a doctor in there after the one I had retired. And he examined me and says, "Everything's all right. I'll see you in 6 months." I get home from there, and I open my mailbox, and here's a letter.
Send up a test.
From Battle Creek, wanting me on the 29th. So my son and daughter-in-law took the letter, and they were going to go over and see if they'd get a talk to my doctor in Grand Rapids and see what the deal was. He says, "And I'll see you in 6 months, and then here the other place wants me in a few weeks."
But you're feeling back in better shape now. You're feeling pretty good?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, they took good care of me over there this battle place. So it's kind of pending. And then my nurse was here, and he said he didn't understand it because he says everything checked out.
Yeah.
And they gave me a special test. I don't even know what it was over there.
Yeah.
Plus x-rays. They did everything over there at Battle Creek.
So you're not sure whether you'll have to take the test or not yet, but you're still going to check that. Well, the Percy Jones Hospital in Battle Creek, the building that was Percy Jones Hospital after the war, I worked in that building for almost 20 years.
Oh, you did?
It became a federal building after it.
Well, I was amazed how big it was when I was over there.
The VA?
Yeah.
That's out of town, but downtown it used to be the hospital for the old people that had extensive injuries from the war and had to go into long-term therapy. I think Bob Dole spent two years there almost recovering from his injury.
I was amazed how, and I got good service. They took good care of me there.
Good.
Yeah, I can't complain.
Good.
They did better than the Holland Hospital. They found my broken rib that Holland Hospital couldn't find.
How'd that happen? How'd you break your rib?
Well, as near as I know, I fell down, I passed out in the bathroom.
Mm.
And I never did it.
Yeah, so you didn't really realize.
And I think, and we have that baseboard heater.
Yeah.
And I went like this, and I said, "What am I doing on this tile floor?" Well, I got up, and I think I hit that when I fell. You know, when you pass out, you drop like a hunk of lead anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. How long ago was that?
Huh?
How long ago was that?
Well, that was a few weeks ago.
Okay. So that's what's going on.
That's when I had the diarrhea and the throwing up. And, but now things seem to be working pretty normal.
Good. Good.
Of course, well, I got some more pills to take.
You're probably ready for some more questions. I got them.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember Ed Demeter?
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you remember about Ed?
Eddie Demeter?
Yeah.
Well, not a whole lot. He was.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Did Toad buy? Did they buy the Blue Temple building from Ed and Maria?
I don't think so.
Was there an intervening owner?
I don't know who he bought that from.
Do you remember when Ed left town?
I don't know what happened there.
Because I'm doing a little thing on Ed and his airplane.
Huh?
Remember his airplane?
Oh yeah, it's fine.
It was CB.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to sort of get straight what happened to him, and you know when they sold the place, and when he. I remember the airplane so well.
Oh yeah.
But so you don't.
I don't know.
You never knew him personally or anything like that.
I don't know when they moved away. I don't know where they went, and I don't know how Toad bought the place. He conned. I don't know. He got money from different people.
I think his dad. He told me that his dad helped him. Dad maybe bought the place and then Toad got it later. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I guess he got some money from his dad. And yeah. There was a lot of finagling going on there. I don't know everything that happened.
Yeah,
there.
Well, I don't know what happened to Ed, but I did some research on him. He lived to be 90 years old, and he died in Georgia.
Well, I never knew what happened to him.
And I may find out some more information if I can get a hold of one of his relatives. Holy cow!
Yeah, I have a pretty big pancake.
Well, you don't have that much. Maybe you can help him out.
No, that's plenty for me.
It's a good thing I didn't get three. Uh-huh.